Hello, church. Welcome to Church Online. This is a brand new day and a brand new moment for our church. This is our Church Online community, and I really want that to be for us the operative word, community. Because of the days that we're in, because of all that is going on, and our inability to meet in person in our buildings, this is the way that we can still connect as a family as a whole. And so I just want to welcome you in to an experience that we are doing our very, very best to present to you, an experience that really is truly bringing you a worship moment in your homes. So from wherever you're watching, be it your comfortable bed in your bedroom, maybe it's your living room with your family, I just want to say welcome to Church Online. I want to give you a couple of things really quickly that I think are very important for all of us to know, and it is this. It has never been a more important time to be connected to us through media. Thank God for the privilege that we have to have this resource, for us to be born in this time and have technology at our disposal. So I strongly encourage you, church family, I'm encouraging you, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. If you've not subscribed to YouTube, now is the time to do it. If you've not been to our website, you need to check it out at churchontherock.net. I'm just encouraging you to get engaged with us in this community. This is where you will get information, updates, reports. Never been a more important time to do that than it is right now. If you've not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Don't let the moment pass you by. And then I'm going to ask you to share this stuff, promote this stuff, tag the church in your social media posts, take pictures of yourself watching the service online, and tag us in your posts, just so that we can get this community rolling and stay connected in a healthy way. It's really, really awesome to be able to look into the camera and see our entire church family this way, so I welcome you in. I want to say this to you, that I strongly believe that God has been putting into me messages that are for this time that we are in. We've been in a series that we've been calling In This House, and so I want to speak to you in a little bit more of a further way, I guess you could say, another installment into this series, but very specific to the time that we are in. If you're a note taker, grab you a pen and a notepad, write some things down with me, but I want to get started. I want to start with a verse that's been heavy on my heart for days now, and it's the verse Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. In the Old Testament of the Bible, God would speak to his church. He would speak to his people through prophets, much like I'm doing now. He would put a word in the prophet who would communicate then to the people of God. And this is a word that he used Isaiah to declare to his people. And here's what he said. He said, see, this is God speaking. He said, see, I'm doing a new thing. And watch what he says. It springs up. In other words, God is saying, I'm doing a new thing, and it starts right now. It begins today. Here's where I think all of our minds are right now, is that the whole world is in a different place. The whole world is in a different way of thinking. We're in a completely new season. And here's the reality. It just sprang up. This thing came out of nowhere, wouldn't you agree? It just popped up on us, and now all of a sudden, the way we are operating is different. The way that we are functioning is different. The way that we are thinking is different. This thing just sort of sprung up on all of us. But I want you to see a promise that God declares, and it's important that you see it. He said, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands. I truly believe that some of you, that's all you need today. You need that second sentence of this verse right here. It's God's promise that he's got this under control. You're going to be okay. He is going to make a way for you. But here's what I want to look at. I really want to look at this top sentence, this first sentence in my notes. I'm doing a new thing, God says. And I want to talk to you just for a minute, if I may, just about kind of the culture in our church. We say this as a staff all the time. We say the only constant is change. Things are always changing. We recognize that there is always a new thing happening. Things change all the time. And so what we've learned to do as a team and as a staff is we've learned to embrace change, that we just have to embrace it. That, you know, when things change, I just need to go with it. I need to embrace it, and I need to see in it what I can. Like, let me maximize whatever is changing. There's a belief, a statement that people would say that, or that people believe that we don't like change. Oh, people don't like change. I disagree respectfully. I think people do like change. We change our cars. We change the paint color in our bedroom. We'll change the landscaping on our lawn. We'll change our hairstyle. We like change. What people really struggle with is change that they didn't expect or change that they didn't want. And here's the reality. All of us are experiencing change in some form because of this coronavirus that is sweeping the world. All of us are experiencing change that maybe we didn't want, change that we didn't expect, and it's rattling some cages. But here's what I want to encourage us to do. I actually today feel like God has called me to speak to you and encourage all of us to just change our mindset a little bit, because I want you to embrace the change. I truly believe that in this, God is doing a new thing. I truly believe that God wants to maximize his honor and his glory through the church in this season. I'm going to take you to another verse that I love, and I just want to look at it together. It's found in Ephesians chapter 5. And the Bible says this, "Be careful how you act. These are difficult days." And I know that there are so many people that have already been negatively affected by all that's going on today, COVID-19 and the virus that's running around. These are difficult days. But watch what the Bible says. It says, "Don't be fools, be wise." And you can pay attention to those two words. We're going to see them later today. Be wise. And then the Bible says this, "Make the most of every opportunity." There's opportunities in this change that God is giving to the church, that God is giving to you, that God is giving to the world. There's opportunities. And it says that we have the opportunity to do good. So don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do. And so here's where I want our minds to go today. Here's where I would encourage your mind to go in this season of your life right now are the opportunities. Now, I recognize that what I'm saying right now might be a little difficult for some people to kind of swallow. They might be saying to themselves, like, what opportunities? All I see is the negative. I think that we have a mind that has the tendency to want to bend toward the negative. It's going to be easy for your mind to think of all the unknowns and the questions and the worries, the concerns, the changes that have been imposed on you. And if I'm not careful, my mind can lean over into those places. However, I want to challenge us all to just shift our mindset. I want to encourage all of us to start thinking in a different way. What are the opportunities? And so I want to speak as practically and as helpfully as I can to all of us. How can we maximize the moment that we are in? And so I just want to give you three things today that I believe God has put in my heart to just pour out to you. Three things that I think all of us, no matter how you're being affected, all of us can utilize in our lives so that we can maximize the opportunities that are in front of us. And here's the first one. I want to encourage you to do this. As we embrace change, as we embrace the season that we're in, the first thing that I want to encourage you to do, everybody, is this right here. I want to encourage you to rest. Rest. Get some rest. Many of us have been sent home from work. Many of us can't even go out to certain places or do the normals that we do. The pace of our lives have been changed, and we didn't even get a choice to change it. And I want to encourage you to do this right here in this season. Get some rest. Let me say it to you like this. Anytime that we ask our church family, hey, what is it that you want us to teach about? If you could pick one topic that you would love for us to communicate to you about, what would it be? If you wanted to know what the Bible said about blank and you fill in the blank, what would it be? Every time, universally, every single time, the number one or number two most requested topic is this. People say, help me out. I'm stressed. I've got so much stress in my life. I don't know what to do. Help me. I'm stressed. And so here's what I want to encourage you to do, church. Get some rest. Some of us probably need it more than we think we do. In fact, watch this. I want to show you the words of Jesus. Check out what Jesus said in Mark chapter 6. Then Jesus said, he's talking to his disciples, and he said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. And he said this because there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. Now, I want you to just recognize the context of what's going on. I want you to notice the wisdom of our Savior Jesus. because the pace of the lives of the disciples, the pace in Jesus's life was starting to get too fast. It was starting to move at an accelerated rate, so much so that they didn't even have time to stay healthy. They couldn't stay healthy. If you're not eating, obviously you're not healthy. And I think that this is not only literal, but I think this can be very figurative in your life, because some of you, the pace that you are living at right now is starving you of healthy things. And if you really were to look at your life, you would say, you know what, Pastor Josh, you're probably right. I am probably leaning into a direction that is simply unhealthy. And I believe that Jesus is saying to you right now, hey, I want you to rest for a while. In fact, this week I was thinking about King David in the 23rd Psalm when he said this. He said, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. I'm wondering that if right now, is God not looking down at the body of Christ and saying, hey, lay down. I'm gonna make you lay down, slow the pace. It's time to rest a while. I wanna speak today as transparently and candidly as possible. This is just how I do it, everybody, because I believe, honestly, I believe the more vulnerable that I am and the more transparent I am, I believe the more practical it becomes to people's lives and the way that they can use it. And I wanna tell you something, that just from a church perspective, from a pastor's perspective, just a week ago, our church was ramping up toward Easter. We were in a season of some of the most accelerated attendance and growth that we had seen ever in our church. More and more people packing into our services, packing into our buildings. We were building our teams as fast as we could to serve the people that were coming. God was pouring vision into us about steps that we were gonna take. And we had this strong desire to meet these needs. And we're ramping up to a season that quite honestly, as a pastor and as church leaders, we were saying, hey, the pedal's to the metal. It's an uphill climb. Come on, Easter's like, it's the Super Bowl Sunday for churches. We got to get there. And then all of a sudden, everything changes. All of a sudden, we go from building to this moment to all of a sudden, we have unexpected rest. And I'm just wondering, is God just saying, hey, trust me? I have everything under control. I just want you to rest for a while. In fact, for us on Mondays is our staff day off. So for us, Sunday is very much a work day. Obviously, there's a lot going on and a lot of things to serve. And so for us, Monday is a day off in our church. And because of all that's been going on, we just decided, hey, nobody even come into the office on Tuesday. Rest, relax, stay home, enjoy some time away. Just catch your breath. Let's just find out what's going on with all of this, and then we'll reconvene as quickly as possible. And can I tell you something? It was pretty amazing. Actually, I went on a walk with my wife through a nature trail in our community. We walked for a few miles probably through that trail. I took my girls to see a movie together before they closed, I guess. But we went to the movie theater and we got popcorn and we sat down and we just watched a movie. I slept in on Wednesday. I slept until I woke up. That never happens. And I just slept because I could. You know what I was doing? I was trying to maximize the moment that we were in. I was trying to rest a little bit. Hey, I didn't expect to catch my breath here, but you know what? Let's breathe deep. Because the Bible goes on to say things like this: in vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. But what does God give to the people that he loves? Sleep. Rest. And I believe that God is communicating something to you right now. Listen to me, church. What I want to say to you is maximize this moment. What I think God is trying to say is don't live your lives in vain. Don't stay up so late and wake up so early and the pace is too fast. Why don't you sleep? Why don't you rest a little while? And what I'm encouraging you to do, church, is simply take advantage of what you have right now. If you're being asked to stay home more, take a nap. Sleep in. Play a board game around the dinner table with your family. Go camping in the backyard with your kids. Watch some cartoons on Netflix with your family. Like, I don't know what rest looks like for you, but do that. Do one of those projects that maybe you're always thinking, man, if I wasn't so busy, I'd paint that wall. Oh my goodness, if I ever had the time, I'd re-landscape that flower bed. This might just be your moment to rest, to do something that the pace that you've been running at didn't give you the space for. It didn't give you the time for. I honestly believe that God is saying, hey, breathe, rest, relax. I want you to lie down in a green pasture. I want to restore your soul. Take a break. Now, the second thing that I think that God is asking us to do is this, is to reflect. Not only do we need to rest, but let's utilize the time well. Right, let's maximize the time. So what can I begin to do to just reflect on some things? Here's what I believe, that no matter who you are, no matter how healthy you are, no matter how productive you are, that while we're resting, if we take some time to simply reflect on our lives, to reflect on what's going on in our lives, I'd be willing to bet that every single one of us are going to find some things that we should adjust just a little bit. We might find some things that what we might discover is this, that what I value, my life pattern is not pointing toward. So in a reflection, I might get an opportunity to say, you know something? I say that I value these things, but the pace and the patterns of my life, they don't point to those things. And if I'm not willing to reflect on that, look inside myself and determine, is what I value getting my attention? Are the things that are important to me in the focal point for me, or am I distracted by other things? Because it is so easy for that to happen. This is a great opportunity for us to just say, God, I need to reflect. Am I healthy? Am I balanced? Am I putting the right attention into the right places? Am I doing the right things? Is my life patterns, are they healthy or are they unhealthy? It's time to reflect. I want to show you this verse. It's found in Romans. It says this, don't copy the behaviors and the customs of this world. I'm going to tell you right now, this is what we do by default. So if I'm not focused and if I'm not intentional, I am going to lean toward the customs and the patterns of this world because it surrounds me. I see it everywhere. I'm just going to get into the rhythms that everybody else is in the rhythm of because everybody else is doing it. It's the natural default. The Bible is telling us, let God transform you, change you. Let God, in a time of reflection, do something on the inside. Let God restore your soul. He says, I want to do a work within you, not around you, inside of you, deep within you. Let me transform you into a new person. How? By changing the way you think. So if I'm going to reflect, I might find that I've got some thinking that needs to adjust. I need to change some patterns so that what I do aims toward my values, so that my life has good balance, so that I'm in a place that is beneficial to me and beneficial to the people that I serve. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. I'm encouraging you not only to take a time to rest, but be intentional with your rest and do some reflecting. Look at your life and start asking yourself tough questions. Now, I want to share something with you that I honestly believe that God allowed me to experience this week just so that I can share this with you. Okay, so I talked to you a little bit about my rest. We had taken some additional time off early in the week as a staff, and I went on that walk with my wife, and it was awesome. And I spent some time with my daughters, and it was awesome. And I slept in, which was pretty awesome. Honestly, I don't do that often. And it just felt really good to do. And the morning that I slept in was Wednesday morning, which if you didn't know, is the day that I prepare messages for Sunday. That's the day that I really lean in and I really pray and I do writing and I do typing and I do research. And I'll take the concept that God's kind of deposited into my heart about a message, and I'll just detail it out so that I can present it to you in a way that I think makes sense and is helpful. It's where the notes come from and the slides and all this stuff. And so that morning, I woke up. I slept till nearly 9 a.m., which is super late for me, And I woke up that morning and I didn't go right to work. I home office on Wednesday, but I didn't go right to work. I didn't start working on the message. I actually went to the gym and I just spent about an hour there. And then I came home, and by the time I had woken up around that time and gone to the gym and then came home, to me, it's the middle of the day. It's lunchtime, and I'm just kind of getting started on the message. And I spent hours of my time in prayer and thought and searching and Googling and typing and looking for scriptures, and I was working hard to prepare this message, and nothing was coming. Now, interestingly enough, that morning, someone had sent me a text, and they simply said, "Hey, Josh, how are you?" And I responded to that text just like this. I said, "Let me tell you, I'm doing awesome. I'm getting rest I didn't expect. I went on a walk with my wife, and I took my girls to a movie, and I've been to the gym." And I just typed this text response that said, "Honestly, I'm feeling great. I didn't expect to be able to rest like this, but I feel wonderful." That was in the morning when I woke up. I sent that text. And then I spent hours and hours and hours of my day trying to prepare a message. And I don't know how else to describe it to you except writer's block. I'm talking about, I felt like I couldn't come up with anything to present to our church today. And by the end of that day, my frustration was through the roof. I'm talking about, it was through the roof, church. I'm trying to be vulnerable and honest with you. The pendulum completely swung from I'm doing awesome to the complete other side. I was a total wreck, questioning everything. I was questioning, am I lazy? Should I not have slept in? Was it a waste of my time to do other things? Should I have been thinking about my message yesterday? I was frustrated at myself. I began to question everything about everything I had done up to that point. And all of a sudden I start getting very self-critical. And I start saying and thinking things about myself that I had missed my moment, and that because I wasn't diligent enough and because I wasn't prudent enough, that God was somehow withholding, you know, the message for you, and I needed to learn a lesson from this. And here's what, church, if you hear nothing else from me today, here's what I want you to hear. I think God allowed me to experience that feeling for that day, because some of you are going to have more time on your hands than you are used to. And maybe at first, it's gonna feel great, like, I slept in today. I mowed the grass. I did the project. I played the board game with my family. Maybe at first it's going to feel restful and refreshing, but I want to give you a warning. The enemy is going to do everything he can do to interrupt your way of thinking. And for me, it happened in a matter of hours that I went from feeling great, oh, it's just great, I feel rested, it's an amazing morning, to completely swinging over to a complete, I was a total wreck in my mind. And I feel like God spoke to me and said, this can be dangerous for people. And so here's what we're gonna do. When we are reflecting, we are probably going to find some truths about our lives that we don't like, things that we see need to change. We're probably gonna find some, I'm telling you, I don't care how awesome you are, we can all get better, and we may find some things that need to improve. But I'm encouraging you, church, to be very, very careful, because there's a big difference between honest evaluation that leads to improvement and then tearing yourself down from lies from the enemy. So what are we not gonna do? We are not gonna listen to the voice of the enemy saying that we're no good and you've missed your moment and your whole life is out of balance and you've got all these problems. We will not allow the enemy to tell lies to us. What are we gonna do? We're gonna stand on the truth of God's word. We are going to speak about us what God says about us. We are going to believe his word. We are gonna believe in his ability to transform us into a new person. We are going to change the way we think, because honest evaluation is the key to freedom. We are gonna allow God, through rest and reflection, to restore our soul. We will be intentional to allow God to speak and not the enemy. Church, do not let bonus time get you into the wrong place. Let bonus time take you to the heart of the Father. I am going to rest. I am going to reflect because I need God to change me from the inside. I need to reset and rethink, reevaluate my life because, and that's my next point, now it's time to reset. So I'm going to rest. I'm going to reflect so that I can reset. I just might need to adjust some things. I'm not a failure because I've got things off. I'm not a loser or incapable because I saw some things that probably need adjusted. No, I'm wise. I'm wise because I rested and I reflected, and now I'm just going to reset some things. Now I'm going to make some decisions, and I'm just going to adjust things that make sure that the patterns of my life point to the values of my life. And God allowed me to lie down in a green pasture. He's restoring my soul. And when I leave this place, I'll leave different. I want you to go to my final verse with me. It's found in Proverbs. And the Bible says, go to the ant, O sluggard. Now listen, don't get lost in the word sluggard. Watch this. Consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. So 2 points ago, I said rest. And now all of a sudden, I'm talking about this famous verse, if you've ever heard it, for people to like do stuff and get involved and go and be a hard worker. Yeah, it does apply. But here's what I don't want you to pay attention to in this verse is her work. What I want you to pay attention to in this verse is her ways. The Bible says, consider her ways because they're wise. She prepares, and that's why she's able to gather at harvest. It's not the work, it's the ways. Church, I want to encourage you that in this season of maybe unexpected change, in a season of more space, more time than you're used to having, I want to encourage you to do 3 things. I want you to rest. Take advantage of it. Take a deep breath. Rest. I want to encourage you to reflect. Let's do some honest evaluating about our lives, about who we are, and what we may need to change. And then let's reset. Let's consider the ways of the wise. And let's do some preparation that, hey, when I can get back to life as normal, I'm going to reset some things so that I can be better prepared. And when it's time to gather, I'll be ready to receive what God has for me. Church, I truly believe that in this season, there are opportunities. I want you to really look for the opportunities. What are the opportunities in front of you? Take advantage of everything that you can in this season and maximize this moment. What are we going to do? We're going to rest. We're going to reflect, and we're going to reset. Now, before I'm done and I'm almost finished, I want to speak to those of you that perhaps are watching this message and you've never made a decision to follow Christ Jesus. Maybe you wouldn't have even gone to a church, but because of the times that we're in and because now church is online, you were connected to this message. I want to invite you that maybe your reset is a little bit different. Maybe through the duration of this message today, God has been speaking to your heart and he's been working on you. He's been doing something on the inside of you. And here's what I want to say to you, that God is a God who transforms on the inside. In fact, the Bible says that if any person is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old things are gone and all becomes new. I want to invite you to have a reset. Maybe today is your day to initiate a relationship with Jesus. If that's you, I just want to invite you to join me in a prayer. On Sunday mornings when we meet in our buildings, we always do it the same way. I always invite people to say a prayer. It's a simple prayer that I will lead you and you'll repeat after me. And what I always do is ask our church family to say it out loud. Everybody, I say, hey, everybody in the room, let's say it together because I want the person saying it for the first time to be able to say it with boldness and to be able to say it with confidence. And the truth is, I don't know where you're watching from. I don't know where you are right now. And so I don't know what the atmosphere is around you. What matters is not what you say, but what you believe. What matters most is your heart. And so whether you're declaring this prayer with me out loud, or maybe you're just saying it quietly in your heart, I want you to know that God hears you. And so I want you to say this prayer if you want to begin a relationship with God today. I want you to say, "Dear Jesus, I give you my life, all of it. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me. Cleanse me. Make me new. All that I am, it is yours. In Jesus' name, amen." Amen. Church, thank you so much for joining us today at Church Online. Stay tuned, please, to all of the connection points from our church. It is an honor to be able to connect with you this way. This is our current community. We will give you as much information moving forward as possible. Stay connected. Like, share, subscribe. I love you, church family.